AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Millions of Americans are battling ice, snow, and wind after the eastern U.S. was hit with a blast of winter. Louisville received 9 inches of snow, and Mayor Craig Greenberg says this is a historic event.
You know, it is the largest single-day snowfall we've had in over 25 years here in Louisville. Very significant event.
Ice and snow blanketed major roads in Kansas, western Nebraska, and parts of Indiana, where the National Guard was activated to help stranded motorists. Congress has certified President-elect Trump's election win under the tightest national security level possible. Layers of tall black fencing flanked the U.S. Capitol complex in a stark reminder of what happened on January 6th, 4 years ago. President-elect Trump is trying to get his sentencing and his hush money trial later this week postponed.
President-elect Donald Trump moving to indefinitely postpone Friday's sentencing in his hush money case as he appeals a ruling that upheld the verdict and put him on course to be the first president to take office convicted of crimes. Trump's lawyers say the case should be halted automatically while they ask a New York appeals court to reverse Judge Juan Merchan's decision. If sentencing proceeds as scheduled, Trump's lawyers argue he will be appealing the verdict while in office. Judge Merchan rejected Trump's bid to throw out the verdict in light of his impending return to the White House, but signaled he's not likely to sentence the Republican to any punishment for his conviction on 34 felony counts of falsifying business records, something Trump denies. Julie Walker, New York.
McDonald's is ending some of its diversity practices, citing the U.S. Supreme Court's 2023 decision outlawing affirmative action in college admissions. This is AP News. A top Federal Reserve Bank regulator plans to step down.
The Federal Reserve's top financial regulator, Michael Barr, says that he will resign February 28th or earlier if a successor is confirmed to avoid a potential confrontation with the incoming Trump administration and Republicans in the Senate. But Barr also says he will remain on the Fed's Board of Governors. Barr oversaw the proposal of tough new rules for the largest U.S. banks, which would have required them to significantly increase their financial reserves, sparking fierce opposition from financial firms and Senate Republicans. During last year's presidential campaign, Donald Trump indicated that he would try to fire or demote Barr. In November, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said that a president lacks that legal authority. Barr's term as governor lasts until 2032. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.